This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, this is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with my son Link Neal from Good Mythical Morning. And just think, hey, we can touch today.
We can reach out and touch each other, Dad. We are in the same place for the first time ever, except for a special Mythicon episode of Dispatches.
That would be correct. Yep.
This is the first, like, bona fide in the same studio for the podcast. It's the first time we've ever been this way.
Yeah, pretty neat. Pretty neat.
You like looking at me and talking to me.
Yeah, I like looking. Well,
I'm nice to look at.
It's good. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
You handsome. Just,
you're handsome,
don't
too.
Don't fall far from the tree.
So. Yeah, that's right. And I like how I can just look down a little bit, and I can see myself on your shirt.
And now I can see what I look like some of the time. So. Pretty crazy. Logan fixed us up with these shirts, didn't she?
To commemorate this in-person dispatch, she hooked us up with this Etsy find. Were they already selling our faces on a shirt, or is that something that you requested to be added?
The request did have to be put in,
That's not what I wanted to hear. No. I wanted to hear that we had some dispatch bootleg merchandise out there.
Wouldn't that be something?
Hey, it could happen, Dad.
Oh.
Your unauthorized versions of your face on all types of stuff. What's the one thing that you would be embarrassed to have your face advertising?
Maybe with a bunch of naked women.
Oh, really? So you're like...
Yeah.
That's not tasteful.
Not any tasteful. I don't think that would go with this show, so I don't think...
Oh, really? This is a very tasteful show.
Yeah, well, we do what we can do to make it.
So you don't want to be endorsing nudity?
No, that would be correct.
Okay. All right.
That's something for me to say that somebody that run around somewhere naked one time around a community college, that would be something for me to say, wouldn't it?
What if you're the face of streaking? Would you be okay with that?
Oh, yeah, I'd be all right with that and play the Ray Stevens song. Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
If we are going to sponsor streakers, which I think is really what this is turning into, we kind of have an issue because where are we going to put our advertisements?
Maybe we ought not sponsor streakers.
No, hold on. Let's not give up on it too soon. We just have to be creative. Because if a streaker has like I mean, has an ad over their junk that says, yeah. Watch Dispatchers from Myrtle Beach.
Now that might work there.
That could be effective. See, you can't sell things short, Dad. You gotta be open to possibilities.
Of course, as much as they show on TV and YouTube and different things now, I mean, you could even, of course, it you know, if they're going off in the sunset and their butt shining, it could be nice, you know, having a little thing right across their butt cheeks.
Having your face on one cheek, having my face on the other cheek.
That's a good idea. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
Butt cheeks. Yeah.
Man. I'll be the left butt cheek. You be the right butt cheek.
It don't make no difference what cheek I'm on. Okay. I don't know. You know, you pick everywhere you want to go and then just put me somewhere else.
You're so easy to get along with, Dad.
It ain't hard. Hey, it's pretty easy doing it. And when you're doing it in person, it's a lot easier. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we run into all these technical challenges of connections and whatnot. We're touching fingers like E.T.
We ain't had anything that, I can't hear you or you can't hear me. We ain't had none of that today. So
what? What? You talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you saying something?
Yeah. I said, yeah. You didn't hear me, but that's all right. Yeah. He just acting like you didn't hear.
You're still in charge, though, just because we're in my zone. This is still your show. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, when Nancy and I came in last Wednesday, and then I came to work on Thursday, and the first thing when I walked through the door Thursday was Logan, when the first time I saw Logan said, "Now, you brought a hurricane with you." I said,
"You did.
How in the world can you bring a hurricane to the West Coast from the East Coast?" I said, "I didn't bring no hurricane." They said, "Yes, you did too." I said, "Well,
I'm definitely blaming you for Hillary.
I'll take credit for it, but listen, I didn't have anything to do with the earthquake."
Okay. Yeah. We'll keep that one. That was my contribution.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you didn't feel the earthquake, right?
I didn't even know anything about it. Y'all had to tell me about it.
Yeah, I didn't know about it either. I was sleeping.
Yeah, I think I
taking a nap.
Yep. Me and you both. So getting ready for what we were going to do today.
Oh, yeah, we had to get our beauty rest.
Yeah, I'm telling you, yeah.
So. I put you to work. We can talk more about that. But the hurricane part of it, I felt very calmed and comforted knowing that you and Nancy were going to be here because you're hurricane professionals.
We've been through several, yeah.
So, I mean, I felt like I didn't have anything to worry about. Matter of fact, me and Christy left Saturday. It hit late
Sunday.
It started coming early Sunday.
Yeah.
And we had a late night Saturday night because Christy and I, we had to ditch y'all because we went to the Post Malone concert.
Yeah. That's
which was out there in San Bernardino, which was like the hurricane was coming from not exactly that direction.
Yeah.
But they were going to have some issues. But we didn't get home until 3 a.m. that night. So when we left, you were like, "Well, what do y'all want us to do?" And I was like, "Well, you tell me. Bat down the hatches. I don't know. Do whatever you need to do to my house." So what did you end up doing to hurricane prep my house while I was partying?
Well, we took all the umbrellas down that were outside.
Uh-huh. All two of them.
All two of them.
Okay.
And then all the pillows that was laying on the furniture, the little small pillows and stuff, the other ones I wasn't too worried about because I really wasn't too worried about this hurricane that I knew when it got to y'all's house was going to be a tropical storm.
Right. You were calling Hillary's bluff.
Oh, yeah. But we got all the plants, and me and Nancy moved them over up against the house. And
we put y'all to work.
Took all the things out of swimming, all the little floaties out of the swimming pool. But Lincoln did that. I was going
to. Oh, you actually got him to do some work?
Yeah, because we had a good time with Lincoln and Lando. We got in a hot tub Saturday night and pre-hurricane tropical storm party. And
that's nice.
Had a big time with them getting in and out of the hot tub and jumping in the pool. Me and Lincoln, Lando and Nancy, they weren't no jumping in the pool.
Oh, really?
They just enjoyed the hot tub.
Uh-huh.
And because Lincoln turned it back on and got it pretty warm. So, and Nancy told us, we were sitting in there, and Nancy said, you know, we might have to have one of these at home. I said, oh, boy. You.
Said, yeah, you don't have a hot tub. You need to get yourself a hot tub.
Yeah, well, we'll have to figure that out when we get back home where we might could put it. Yeah.
Because you can get one of those just like a square ground. And sometimes those are nicer. My hot tub is like, it's part of the pool and like the jets are like, I don't know, hit or miss. But with those like above ground square hot tubs, they've got like all these nooks and crannies with the jets and
different places to sit. And,
mm-hmm.
And we have got a fenced in backyard. So, you know, Mike could fix a place and put one back there so we could go.
Why don't you just put it right there in the carport?
Well, I thought about that too.
Driving by on their golf carts.
Yeah,
you get a lot of golf cart traffic right now.
Oh yeah,
right?
we get a lot of golf cart traffic and road traffic.
You want to be able to wave from your hot tub.
I don't know. I might want that to be a little more private.
Oh, you want to be naked in the hot tub.
Well,
the face of streaking wants to be naked in his hot tub.
Yeah, but
we survived the hurricane.
Oh,
It really, like you said, it was a tropical storm by the time it got to us. It wasn't even that windy. No, were you disappointed?
I wasn't disappointed that it wasn't real windy, but we've been through nor'easterners back at home that come through sometime in early winter and in the springtime that's a lot worse than what y'all had the other day.
Yeah.
Now, there were some places that it was a lot worse than where your house was at. But
oh, yeah. We're very fortunate. I'm still watching footage of, like, time lapse of mudslides.
That big rock that fell down on
And
was sitting beside that truck.
It's crazy.
I mean, y'all had some obstacles fortunate. Around here. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much rain we ended up getting, if it was 4 inches or more, but I don't know. I took it as just a nice excuse just to hunker down, take a epic nap, and then I did have the good idea just to play a board game.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yes, that's why. Yeah, we had a kind of a tropical storm hurricane party and got all kind of snacks out and put them on the table and had it going on where you can.
Do you remember the name of the game?
It's like Rummy, but I can't.
Rummy what?
Rummyology or.
that's it. Rummy Cube.
Rummy Cube.
I think is how you say it. Rummy Cube. It's I picked this one like I went into the game closet. And of course, you got the couch and like you're watching golf. And I go into the game closet. And in order to, we throw all of our blankets in this game closet. It's kind of like it's long. And then there's the shelfie on the right with all the games shoved in it. Kind of like a classic, you know, just haphazard shelf of boxes of games. And so I'm laying down on the blankets and I'm looking at all of the games and trying to figure out like, okay, Stratego, I don't really see Dad and Nana playing Stratego. Operation, I don't think that's going to capture people's attention for too long. And then I'm looking through parks. It's like, we played parks during the pandemic a lot. And I was like, well, that's really involved. I have to be strategic about which one that I was going to say we should do. And then all of a sudden I heard Nancy from the couch saying, is he all right in there? I see his feet hanging out and he's just. I was like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm trapped in here with all these games. And I found the Rummy Cube.
Yep.
That was a good choice.
Hey, oh yeah.
It wasn't even opened. It was like, I was like, I've never played this. The box is sealed. I don't remember I don't know where it came from, but it said ages 6 and up on it. No offense, Dad, but this is more for me. I was like, okay, maybe it was an 8 and up. I was like, all right, if you're 8 and up, then I can expect this in myself.
We should be able to figure out if we read a few instructions to And you did that?
I did the instructions before
pretty, you and Lando both pretty well went back over them a couple of times and figured out what we could do and what was legal and what, you know, all
my strategy is sit, read the directions, don't call everybody to the table, and then read the directions.
Yeah.
Read the directions, process it, and then just start playing. Call people to the table and then just start playing. Y'all came to the table a little bit early, and I was a little concerned there. Because one of the worst things ever is having to sit down and listen to somebody reading the instructions for the first time. That's not fun for anybody.
Well, I don't know. It was something new because Nancy and I, it had been a long time since I just played regular Rummy, and it was kind of nice to be able to take in you reading the directions so we'd know what we had to do.
You weren't
so
too bored.
Too, but no. I mean, we had all them snacks on the table and everything going on.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
a little cold beer.
Yeah, had one of them too.
Yep. A little cold beer goes a long way for Rummy Cube. It's basically like Rummy, but instead of having cards, you have like little domino things that represent the cards. And then you can, it was nice because then you can set them up on this thing and then you can.
Yeah, a little stand.
It's only yep. four people can play, so there were six of us. So
we
got
partners.
To play as teams, yep. which is kind of nice because you can see it all laid out there.
Yeah.
And of course, I did really well.
The second night.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. Go ahead and gloat.
I mean, the first night, it was Nancy and I. That we won.
Okay.
The second
Stop
night.
Stop bragging so hard.
But
you're doing it again, Dad. You're doing what I said you were doing that night.
Nancy told y'all I liked winning. So, I mean.
They won.
But the second night, boy.
Y'all were rusty.
We I don't know what happened.
I worked you too hard.
But yeah, it was. But it was still fun.
The first night, they were making all these moves. And so I started saying, "Oh, y'all are getting cocky. you think you're too good for us. Oh, you're rubbing it in. Y'all are spoiled." Like I was giving you a hard time as if you were bad sports. Like you
yeah,
were,
Nancy didn't like it either, did she?
I think she caught on to to the joke, but like I was basically treating them as if they were the most unsportsmanlike winners ever, even
and
though
like,
it could be farther from
like
the truth.
We were guests at y'all's house, and then we were acting like that. You said, "Well, y'all may have to go somewhere else or something." You know?
Yeah, I was very facetiously upset.
Yeah,
with you being such a poor sport, but congratulations. You were the Rummy Cube champ. You had to be dethroned the second night.
Yeah, supremely dethroned, I'm telling you.
And I was thinking, I mean, it kind of gave me flashbacks to the pandemic. It was what we thought the pandemic was going to be. We're going to be locked down for like 24 to 48 hours. That didn't quite pan out.
Mm-hmm.
But for this, it did. So it was like a little bit of a flashback. Oh, we're here long enough that maybe we should play some board games. And but I actually think if y'all weren't there, I don't know if we'd have broken it out. So I'm glad,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of like y'all brought some energy to the scene. It's like we got to up our game by playing some games. That turned out to be a really good memory.
Well, I'm going to kind of do something for all of us because the people that make that Rummy Cube game,
yeah,
they got three of the colors is good. But before they got yellow wrote on them numbers,
yep.
They need to change that color because if you got them laying down flat and see
can't
what's
see
going
it.
On, you know.
Can't
so
see it. Well, maybe, you know what? Talk directly to Rummy Cube.
Rummy Cube, and Lando said that instead of having yellow, you might have to change those yellow numbers to purple. Then you'd be able to see them good. So
that's
it's just an idea. I mean, y'all might not even know about that, that it's hard to see.
But tell them how angry you were.
Well,
tell them how angry it made you.
I don't
make it like you were angry. That way they'll feel like they got to do something. You know, you're an influencer. You got to influence them.
Yeah, you really do need to change these yellow numbers. I'm telling you, because I didn't like it. And the people that watch dispatches, if they start buying this game, they're not going to like it either.
Mm-hmm.
So get us a different color on the yellow ones. Would you do that, please?
Tell them how angry that you got in the moment.
I, you know, I got so angry that we was having to pull them numbers around where I could even read them. And I don't wear glasses.
And you were throwing stuff.
Oh no, no, we ain't going that far.
You were throwing your shoes.
No, not.
You broke a window.
I just changed the color. I didn't break no shoes and throw no windows.
I never said you did that, Dad. I never said you did that.
Oh, I got them turned around, didn't I? That's all right.
Rummy Cube champion.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Care about your grooming as much as me and Link do? Unleash your legendary style with Mythical's line of grooming and personal care products. The collection features items from the hair on your face, hair on your head, and for everything else. Available now at amazon.com/mythical.
So what do you want to do right now?
Well, right now, this episode that we're doing is going to come out really close to mine and Nancy's anniversary. So I thought we might bring her on and let her sit here and let you do it. Do your is Nancy is he behaving?
All right, let's do it. It's time for another edition of Nancy is he behaving? Welcome to Dispatches, Nana.
Hey.
So, is he behaving?
He doesn't know what the word means.
I know. He's just cutting up all the time, isn't he? How
time.
Is he on a flight? Like, how does he do flying with him? Do you have to keep him in a kennel?
No, he does.
Keep him under the seat?
No, he does pretty good.
He does? What about, like, following the signs and directions? Does he get stressed out?
He does.
Oh, he does?
He didn't look at the board to make sure that the flight hadn't changed.
Do you feel like you have to carry all the weight? Like, all the mental weight of traveling?
Well, yeah, she does.
Especially when he's driving.
Oh.
Not flying.
So you're the navigator.
Most of the time.
Okay. All right. So how, I didn't know you were about to celebrate your wedding anniversary. What year is this?
13.
13?
13.
Okay. Is there some superstition about this? You don't care?
No. No.
If you can make it through year 13, this is the bad luck year.
That's correct.
Oh,
no,
maybe it's not.
No. That's just a number.
13 years. How does this compare to your other marriages? Have you made it to this to be the longest marriage?
Not mine, but.
Because how long were y'all married?
29 years.
29 years. And then which one's your longest, Dad?
Two of them were 14.
Oh, see, we're about to. So you one more year, you're gonna break Dad's record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hang on that long, Nancy? Yeah.
Oh yes.
We can hang on.
I ain't letting her go nowhere. I'm telling you.
Y'all are so sweet.
I hit the jackpot.
I agree with that. He always talks good about you. I don't know if you listen to all the podcasts.
I hear some of them.
You, yeah, you. You
I kind of creep up around the corner and listen to him through the door.
What went into deciding that y'all were going to get married? Because, like, when it's not your first marriage and you're, like, you know, you're older, you're deciding to get married, like, isn't there's different things that go into it than, like, I mean, when I got married, you know, I was 21. It's a totally different stage of life.
Made a lot of plans.
Totally different experience, right?
Yes.
Did y'all...
Because we got, I mean...
We got engaged in July.
But we dated for like 2 years.
2 years.
And then...
We got married then September 3rd.
Got engaged in July, and it was pretty quick after that. But we kind of made... And it was probably more her than me that was make sure that slowed down and took our time and... Make sure this is the way it ought to be, and
so he was begging you for months to marry him, is what I'm hearing him say, and you were like, "Let me think about that."
Well, he just kind of said, "We're either going to move forward, or we're going to split up."
Oh,
I remember that comment.
Yeah.
Well, damn, that sounds like an ultimatum. How did you react to that?
Well, I didn't want to let him loose, so I accepted.
Oh, but you were more of take the time. You were more the cautious one. He's more of the on the impulsive side of the scale.
Yeah, because he'd been married before me, you know, a couple times. So I wanted to make sure.
I would say
sure.
Three times.
So I wanted to make sure it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it was like this guy. This guy's got quite a track record. Did you have to get references?
I'd already gotten some references.
Oh, yeah?
But we, you know, with her two girls and then with you kind of, you know, you were really out here, but we wanted right. y'all to be on board to make sure.
Right.
We combined the
that
family.
They,
yeah.
That would kind of work together. And Candace was, and Brandy, after, I think, a little bit, it was...
You want them over.
They want them over, and then they knew that I loved her mom and wanted to take care of her. So,
but that's a big factor, I think. If your daughters are telling you, go for it.
Yeah.
Is that basically?
Oh yeah, Candace was. I was surprised.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were surprised.
Yeah, because after her daddy passed, she was not real keen on me dating mm-hmm. again.
Yeah, because how long? Was that from his passing and the accident to like when y'all got
7 years?
7 years.
So I was kind of you know, used to being on my own by myself, making decisions without including a spouse or a partner.
Was that part of it too? You didn't know if you wanted to give up your independence.
Well, I'd become pretty independent.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because she didn't have other men beating on the door trying to get in there.
Oh, I hear that.
Yes, she did. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a good-looking woman. So
did you have to fight somebody at the door? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just kind of, she just shunned. I didn't know anything about it. I mean, 2 years, but before I was in the thing, she had went out a couple times, but she didn't find what she was looking for. I don't think.
I wasn't planning to get married again.
Oh, you weren't?
Mm-mm.
You didn't think you were ever going to get remarried? Mm-mm. Okay.
But whenever we started dating, we went to my mama and daddy's house, and he made a comment, and Charles says, well, that's not the man she brought the last time she came. And Charles says, well, this will be the last time you see anybody else but me.
he was
pretty sure of himself.
But your dad was like, it was a different guy last time.
Yeah.
Making it hard for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the other person? Do you remember the thing that clicked for you? It's like, oh, I got to make this happen. Or I got to say yes to this.
We have some of the same likes. Like, we like to
shagging.
Dance. Yeah, we like to dance.
Yeah.
And we
like the beach.
Do you have any complaints? Anything you want to air out in front of the internet about this guy?
No.
Now, don't act like he doesn't get on your nerves sometimes.
Oh, he does. I have to.
She has to reel me in once in a while.
Good. Let him have it right now.
I have to tell him, you know, he has to have patience. He needs a little more patience sometimes.
She tells me I'm a lot like Papa. Well, not sometimes.
You just need to cool your jets.
Yeah, like when we go out to eat, he didn't think he's supposed to wait in line very long or at all.
Oh. You skip the line?
Oh, no, I don't skip the line.
You just get grumpy about it.
He gets grumpy. Mm-hmm.
Any other grievances? He gets grumpy when there's lines at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Anything else? What else?
When he's driving, he's a little impatient. He's trying to pass everything on the road. He stays in the left-hand lane. And instead of getting back in the right-hand lane to let other people pass, they're sometimes passing on the right side.
Oh.
So I have to.
Not very often. Because I'm going fast enough that they can't pass on that side.
Yeah. There's nothing I hate worse than being in the left lane. People going slow in the left lane. Forcing you to pass them on the right. That's just not how it's supposed to work.
But I ain't going slow. I'm going about 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. So then you're saying, hey, you shouldn't be going faster than me.
Yeah,
I should be the fastest
one here.
That's
10 miles
an
hour over the speed limit
right.
from what I'm doing.
Or he's screaming off from the stoplight.
Scoot!
Screaming off in a fast hurry and then screeching to a stop.
Yeah. I think I'm with Dad on this one.
Oh, you are? You drive like that too?
Yeah. As I've been driving in, I was realizing that I'm a pretty aggressive driver. But I also noticed that you never said anything to me. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I kind of, what was the girl, Tara?
Kara.
Kara brought us today. She stayed all in the right lane. She didn't go all over to the left. And of course, me and you was in, you was trying to get in that lane where you could go fast.
Uh-huh.
She just stayed over here in these right lanes and just brought us on over here. You all over the place, but I mean,
I use every single lane, don't I?
But you do something better than I do.
What?
You use your blinker very well out here, I guess. But if you don't,
you got to use that blinker.
You get run over.
I have to talk to him about using his blinkers so people know what he's doing.
Well,
does he scare you?
Sometimes.
Do you do that thing where it's like Charles?
No, she does this thing, reaches up and grabs the handle
like
up and on the. Dash or grab the handle up on the.
That's called the shit handle.
Oh yeah, that's what Chris called it, morning honey.
You grabbing that thing?
Or I'm putting my hand up like this.
Christy will. She'd be like, I mean, why don't you just go to sleep? I can't go to sleep. You know, when we're coming back from that concert, it was like almost 3 a.m. I was like, just go to sleep. She's like, I can't. I have to sit here and watch what you're gonna do.
Yeah, well, Aunt Tisa said, me and you got it on us because that's the way Papa drove all the time.
And I'll look around and she'll be like, oh, there's something in the road or there's somebody up there. I'm like, oh, you're not in your lane. But if she wasn't with me, I wouldn't be looking up that way. It's like she gives me the leeway.
She's helping you drive a little
bit. Right. Yep. I can distribute the burden of driving a little bit. But if she fell asleep, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Eagle eye.
Well, she has but it ain't very often, but I have had days where we're traveling back and forth that she'll take a little nap.
Does she ever drive? Do you ever drive?
Mm-hmm. Once, yeah, some.
And then what does he do when she's on the other foot?
Sleeping.
I sleep.
Oh.
No, boom.
That's what I do. If I'm not driving, it's because I'm sleeping.
I'm gone. I'm history. I'm going to get me a nap.
Yeah, because if I'm awake, I am going to tell her how to drive. And I'm not going to be right about it, but I'm going to be emphatic about it. And I cannot keep myself from doing it. And it always leads to a fight. That's why, basically, I always drive. And Christy, she gets anxiety when she's driving anyway, so she doesn't want to drive, so it's a win-win. But if she is driving,
I have to be asleep
because if I'm awake, I cannot keep my mouth shut.
Why don't you turn here? Why don't you do this? And I have learned.
Learn to shut
I
up.
I have learned to keep my mouth shut.
Right.
Just let her. I have finally told myself, it ain't going to make 5 minutes worth of difference whether we get there at that time or this time.
Yep.
Leave her alone. Let her drive. If she wants to drive and take the burden off of me, get with it.
Yeah. So, no regrets after 13 years.
No.
Well, let's just say no major regrets.
That's correct.
I mean, we all got to have, regret's not the right word, but I mean, you take the good, you take the bad. This guy's not all sugar plums and rosebuds.
Not all the time, but
nobody is.
Mm. No.
But your marriage is a thing like anything else. You have to work at it.
Mm-hmm. So, 50-50?
No, not. See, I don't believe in that 50-50 thing. I'm 100% 100%.
Okay.
Both of you's got to be 100% into it to make. If you don't do but 50%, you leaving 50% off the table to help with what you need to learn how to do.
That's right. Well, congratulations on 13 years. Isn't that sweet? Right there on the beach, getting married. And you were nervous about this.
I was nervous.
You over it?
Yeah, I'm over it.
You're bored now. It's over.
Well, it was extra fun being with you in person today and having my wonderful, beautiful wife with us here today.
Mm-hmm.
But don't y'all forget to come back next week for some mini dispatches and click to follow those subscribe buttons for wherever
you... Click to follow the subscribe buttons.
Yeah. Wherever you get your podcast on YouTube, and don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And if you got a joke or a question you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. We can't wait to spin your world around next time, and we'll see y'all again in about 2 weeks. So, and me and Link's going to do another in-person episode for that one, too.
All right. You want to get one more before you head back? It's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, we don't need to waste all this time flying back and forth.
We can do a three-way high five. Love y'all.
Yeah, love y'all, too. Yeah.